Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
Hey, we're back here on Thursday Night Tailgate, and we're turning on our spotlight on the positive. Bob, who are you putting your spotlight on this week?
I'd give a great shout-out tonight, Chris, to Malcolm Jenkins of the Philadelphia Eagles. Again, this is a guy who plays the secondary. Won a Super Bowl in his rookie year, Chris, when he was in New Orleans. And now, as his career winds down, he wins another Super Bowl in Philadelphia. It's pretty cool. But I think we mentioned him a while ago for some of the good things he does. But since then, again, he's been nominated for the Man of the Year last year again. Runs this Malcolm Jenkins Foundation. Pretty much that's been going on since he came into the league, Chris. And it's great because he kind of focuses on three areas. He was brought up in New Jersey, went to school in Ohio, and, of course, he plays in Pennsylvania. So this area of the country here in the East is where he really does an awful lot. And some of the things the foundation does, first of all, it's pretty much it helps youth in very underserved communities, Chris. He's done a lot of scholarship money to college seniors. He does a lot with that in the Philadelphia area, especially where people are lacking resources. He does a lot with food banks, Chris. I think just last year, his Feed the Children program, well, he partnered with them, and he handed out a lot of food. And I think over the last 4 years, I last read that he's helped over 14,000 people with food donations. That's pretty amazing to me. And also he's involved with trying to ease racial tensions and get changes in the justice system. He does a lot of work with Jeff Lurie and the people in the front office there, meeting with Philadelphia area administrators. So the guy really cares, Chris. And not only is he a great player on the field, he's done so much off the field to even to make him more dear to us. So, again, great shout-out to a Man of the Year nominee from last year, Malcolm Jenkins.
Yeah, he continues to do such great things, Bob. And, yeah, kudos to you for bringing him back up. Tonight, Bob, I'm going to put my spotlight on the Jets organization because I want to point out a program that they have, which is fantastic. It's called Stomp Out Bullying. And the campaign is dedicated to changing the culture for all students, and not just in the New York area, just across the country. It works to reduce and prevent bullying, cyberbullying, sexting, and other digital abuse, and educates against, you know, homophobia, LGBTQ discrimination, racism, hatred, and deters violence in schools, online, and in, like I said, communities across the country. Stomp Out Bullying also promotes civility, inclusion, and equality, and it teaches kids effective solutions on how to respond when, you know, unfortunately, they become the targets of all these different various ways of that bullying goes on these days. The program also provides help for those who currently are in a situation where they're being bullied, and helps kids that are at risk for suicide, because we know that a lot of this bullying is just, you know, off the chart, and kids feel really badly about themselves, and far too often results in suicide. So, you know, the folks, if you know somebody who is a victim of bullying, please go to stompoutbullying.org to get them some help. And Bob, I just want to, you know, kudos to the Jets for, you know, for getting involved in this sort of situation, providing programs to help kids who are being bullied, whether it's in person or it's over social media as well.
Great. Thanks for bringing that up, Chris, because it continues to be a problem everywhere. The bullying is supposed to be a no-nonsense policy in a lot of the schools up this way, but we still see a lot of it going on, and it has a bad effect on a lot of kids, Chris, and there is no reason for it, and you got to stomp it out, and I'm glad football teams are recognizing this and taking a proactive stance. Kudos to the Jets. They do some great things up here.
Yeah, and, you know, it's reminiscent of our good friend Nick Lowry, who's also involved in some anti-bullying campaigns. So shout out to Nick Lowry for the things that he's doing with his foundation as well. All right, Bob, it is time for us to put a bow on this episode of Thursday Night Tailgate. We want to send out our thanks again to Russell Baxter, Tony Collins, Paul Alexander, Stacey Mack, and Jim Arnold for joining us tonight. And, Bob, as always, the greatest part of doing the show is getting to spend my Thursday nights with you, my friend.
Well, thank you, Chris. That was a lot of fun with some old friends and a lot of good draft talk. So now we could settle in, maybe get off the draft a little, see how everything unfolds, and what are we doing next week, my friend?
Yeah, next week we're going to catch up with Red Sox legend Rico Petrocelli, Bob. Always a great time for us to spend some time with Rico. Former Dolphins defensive back Shad Wooden will join us, as will super agent and TNT Hall of Famer Lee Steinberg. Always great to have Lee as part of the show. Former Seahawks fullback Jim Walsh will be making his TNT debut. And, of course, Tony Collins will be back with us, as he is every week here on Thursday Night Tailgate. We hope you'll come back and be a part of the show with all of us. I want to remind everybody how you can follow us on social media. First, on Facebook, we have our a page for the show, Thursday Night Tailgate. Give us a like. That's very important to us. Plus, both Bob and I have our own pages on Facebook as well. Please check out our website, ThursdayNightTailgate.com. On there, you'll be able to see who some of our future guests are going to be. Plus, we've got links to stream our show as a podcast over on our page on Podbean. Please download the Podbean app and give us a listen. You can take us with you everywhere you go on your mobile phone when you download the Podbean app. Big kudos and thanks to them for featuring us in our in their football fan section, as well as over on the golf side on our show, Next on the Tee, right there on the main page of their mobile app. Plus, if you enjoy listening to podcasts, they've got great shows across all genres over there. So go to podbean.com or download the Podbean app to check it out. We can't thank them enough. Bob, take us home, my friend.
Hey, Chris, you enjoy the weekend, and we'll talk next week. And we want to send out thanks also to our terrific announcer, Joe Lajanusa, for the great job he does with our intro and ads. And we want to thank Kyle Turley and the Kyle Turley Band for the upcoming outro music. And on behalf of myself and Chris, we want to thank everyone out there tonight for listening. We appreciate you the most. And until next week, good night, Kevin, and good night, Terry. We miss you guys.